3 Jams encourages you to get out and vote November 3rd. We're also encouraging the kiddos to head out to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum this weekend for their trunk or treat. On the phone with us to tell us more about it is Cassie Moss. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. How about you today?
Hey, I am doing good. So we got another trunk or treat event happening this year. It's good to hear.
Yes, we do. This Saturday, October the 24th from 2 to 5 p.m.
All right. So tell me, for those who don't know about this, how many has this been? Y'all been doing this for a while now.
This will be our 23rd year. And even though in the midst of everything that's going on, we did not want to cancel it this year. We just did not want to disappoint the community, you know, the children in the community. And it has been one of our prime events for the past 23 years.
Man, I know the kiddos love it. They love to not only dress up and go down there, but also see some of the wonderful things that's going to happen down there.
Yes, we have mascots. We have about 30 cars that will be participating in the trunk and treat. Of course, you'll be there. And so we just have a lot of things going on, a lot of treats being given away.
No doubt. Of course, Habitat 3 Jams, always a part of this. It's always good to be a part of this great event. So you said this is going to be happening from 2 to 5 p.m. this year.
2 to 5 p.m. On 18th Street. We will be abiding by restrictions. We are asking that everyone wear a mask. We are encouraging children to wear their costumes, but they will also still need their face mask.
Make sure you get ready to have a good time down there and make sure you're going to be in line for some of these great activities. Anything else is going to be happening during this time?
Just a lot of giveaways. And, of course, the Negro League Baseball Museum will be giving away commemorative Negro League bobbleheads.
So you really
don't want to miss a chance to get one of those.
I love it. I need to make my way on down there to the Negro League Baseball Museum,
by the way.
We were just talking, me and Julie was just talking a while ago how we need to get some hats and we need to get some clothing down there. So no doubt, we're definitely going to have to pull up and show some love for the Negro League Baseball Museum. And is there an age? Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Cassie.
Well, I'm sorry. We have a lot of centennial items down here. You know, we're also celebrating the 100th year anniversary of the founding of the Negro League right here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes. So while you're down there at Trunk or Treat, go ahead and stop by the gift shop and get you something, too. Show some support for the Negro Leagues Museum. Yes.
Yeah, that'll work.
I was just going to ask you one more question, Cassie. Is there an age requirement on this? Because you know some grown kids like to try to come down here and get some candy, too. We're really focusing on the young ones, right?
We just ask that all the grown-ups be accompanied by a child.
There we go. I love that. No doubt. Please don't drop the kids off down here. Please don't do that. All right. You can get more information about this event, by the way, on our website at kprs.com. Just click on the community tab and you can find more info on what's going on with the Night of the Harvest Children's Festival. Appreciate your time, Cassie. Make sure you stay safe and all the kiddos get on down there and have fun this Saturday.
You too and everybody else. Thank you so much. Hope to see everybody here.